Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, May 31st, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. It is Memorial Day here in the United States. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, officials are continuing to investigate the cause of a fire at a Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids. The mill, of course, is idled, and the extent of the damage is unknown. Also making headlines last week, Graphic Packaging has acquired all interest in its international paper partnership. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 of the week on Friday, May 27th at 44.34, up 44 points or 1% from the May 20th close. Gaining shares equaled decliners. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv, gaining 22.4%, followed by Resolute Forest Products, up 10.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was Schweitzer Modi, closing down 8.4%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 807%, and the deepest decliner was Kimberly-Clark Corporation, down 8%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 50.1%, while the PM40 is up 70.3%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Japan. Nippon Paper wants to make a wooden rival to car batteries. It's a potential leap in technology that most scientists remain skeptical about, but which a Japanese paper producer is determined to pursue, using trees to develop a successor to lithium-ion batteries for electric cars. Nippon Paper Industries company is targeting new breakthroughs in the use of cellulose and nanofibers, materials produced by refining wood pulp to the size of hundredths of a micron or smaller, and currently used in products like diapers or food additives, with the aim of creating supercapacitors that could store and release energy with vastly improved performance and less environmental impact than existing batteries. Quote, "We must move faster in working with other companies to provide practical uses," Toru Nozawa, Nippon Paper's chief executive officer, said in an interview. Cellulose nanofiber, or CNF, based supercapacitors could be applied for areas where lithium-ion batteries are used, such as cars or smartphones. The firm aims to have a pilot energy storage system ready for demonstration at the World Expo in Osaka in 2025, and to fully commercialize the technology by a decade later. Supercapacitors hold massless electrons in an electric field, while batteries store energy in chemical form. The difference means that the former are ideal for delivering short and intense bursts of power, like the pop of a camera flash, but only have a fraction of the storage capacity of a lithium-ion battery. For decades, that's meant supercapacitors have taken a role in niche applications, used in memory backup systems for laptop, pitch control for wind turbine motors, or in regenerative braking for some hybrid and plug-in vehicles. They've also held out the long unrealized promise of an energy storage system with dramatically shorter recharge times, fewer safety risks, and zero reliance on pricey metals like cobalt or nickel. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Dublin, Ireland, Smurfit Kappa announces significant 20 million euro investment in Czech Republic and Slovakia. Smurfit Kappa is substantially expanding its converting capacity at 4 manufacturing plants across Czechoslovakia and Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Slovakia, with a significant 20 million euro investment. The investment further highlights Smurfit Kappa's commitment to its customers and operations in Eastern Europe. The investment consists of four major projects, three undertaken in the Czech Republic at Smurfit Kappa's facilities in Zimbrak, Zimrovic, and Olomouc, and one in Slovakia at Smurfit Kappa, Strvovo. All four products are expected to be completed by the end of the year. Commenting on the announcement, Edwin Goffard, COO of Smurfit Kappa Euro Corrugated, said, quote, "This significant investment by Smurfit Kappa marks a commitment in further developing our presence in Eastern Europe. From a product and geographical perspective, Smurfit Kappa Czech Republic and Slovakia are excellently positioned to serve an evolving and ever-growing market, and this investment will support further growth of our business," end of quote. The investment will see the installation of new converting equipment, which will increase capacity by over 100 million regular and offset printed boxes per year. The new state-of-the-art equipment will enable the plants to meet their respective increasing customer demand for sustainable, paper-based packaging and to deliver high-quality packaging solutions on a more consistent basis. The investment also adds the opportunity to bring the employees an even safer and more ergonomic workplace. Dateline Stockholm. Alstom Munksjö launches Filt EV, its new comprehensive platform of high-performance filtration materials for electric vehicles. Alstom Munksjö says it is advancing further into the growth segment of electrification, launching its first product offering totally dedicated to filtration media solutions for electric vehicles. The company says that today electricity is the fastest growing source of energy and clearly the fuel of the future. With infrastructure for electric vehicle charging rapidly expanding, double-digit annual growth is expected for electric vehicles, supporting key environmental goals of reducing air pollution and addressing climate change. It is estimated that only electric vehicles will represent 25% of light vehicles produced by 2030. Alstom Munksjö says it understands the market challenges and has developed some commercial solutions to address unmet customer needs for high-performance filtration materials for electric vehicles. This includes filtration solutions for cabin air, transmission, and cooling systems. Quote, "I am very pleased to introduce our initial range of products from the Filt EV platform," says Cedric Vallée, head of business development, industrial filtration, and new vehicles. Cedric continues, quote, utilizing our extensive technological platforms already in place. The offering highlights the innovative benefits to our new portfolio for electric vehicles and demonstrates our commitment to this market. Consequently, we plan to further expand our portfolio of solutions in this field, also including fuel cell air to intake, over the coming months. He added another quote, "We are determined to take the necessary steps that will ensure Ahlstrom-Munksjö becomes a leading filtration supplier to electric vehicle markets," says Danielle Boratello, Executive Vice President of Filtration and Performance Solutions Business Area. She continues, quote, "The launch reinforces our commitment to the electrification, now delivering filtration solutions for electric vehicles, alongside our Fortisel platform of fiber-based solutions for energy storage," end of quote. The addressable annual market opportunity for filtration media used in electric vehicles is expected to grow about 35% per year up until 2030, reaching approximately 100 million euros. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papper Italo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Graphic Packaging acquires all interests in International Paper Partnership. Graphic Packaging Holding Company announced the conclusion of its successful partnership with International Paper Company. The final tranche of the membership interest held by International Paper in Graphic Packaging International Partners were exchanged for an equivalent number of shares of Graphic Packaging common stock. As a result, Graphic Packaging now owns 100% of the partnership. Michael Doss, Graphic Packaging's president and CEO, said this, quote, "The partnership with International Paper played an important role as we established our leadership position in fiber-based consumer packaging across all three paperboard substrates. The highly integrated model we have built enables us to serve a broad set of global customers with new and innovative packaging solutions, positioning us to achieve the ambitious growth and return goals established in Vision 2025. Through the combination with International Paper's consumer packaging business, along with our other organic and inorganic growth initiatives, we have built scale across all three paperboard substrates and have uniquely flexibly to quickly meet changing demand patterns for sustainable packaging solutions and deliver value for all stakeholders," end of quote. Doss added, quote, "I want to thank Mark Sutton, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and the entire International Paper team for their contributions in building a platform to service and grow with new customers in attractive markets. The partnership was mutually beneficial and provided returns for both companies," end of quote. Graphic Packaging completed the combination with International Paper's North American consumer packaging business in January of 2018. Graphic Packaging owns 79.5% of the partnership and was sole manager, while International Paper owned 20.5%. As part of the final transaction, 22.7 plus membership units were exchanged for an equivalent number of shares of Graphic Packaging common stock. The number of shares of the company's common stock outstanding following the transaction is roughly 306.9 million shares. Dayline Canada, Kruger Products announces closing of financings for Sherbrooke expansion project. KP Tissue Incorporated and Kruger Products LP announced that a certain wholly owned subsidiaries of KPLP have closed financing transactions to fund the previously announced expansion of its Sherbrooke operations. The financings, totaling $240 million, include the previously announced $165 million in investments by Investimente Quebec, as well as credit agreements between Kruger Products SB Incorporated, also known as KPSB, and National Bank of Canada as the administrative agent, the Bank of Nova Scotia, and CIBC, who acted as co-lead arrangers and joint bookrunners. The credit agreement includes senior credit facilities in an amount of $75 million to be made available to KPSB. In connection with the financings, KPLP's credit agreement with National Bank of Canada, acting again as the administrative agent, was amended to, amongst other things, increase the amount of permitted debt. With this important step being completed, KPLP will now focus on the next phase of the project, Kruger said. Dayline Rockford, Illinois, fire at International Paper facility. Rockford firefighters were dispatched to the scene of a machine fire at International Paper Company on 23rd Avenue on Thursday, May 20th. Officials say the fire was small and extinguished before the fire department arrived around 11 a.m. local time. No one was hurt and no equipment was damaged, a representative from International Paper said. Investigators say the machine wasn't near the paper supply, and the cause of the fire is still being determined. Dayline Alpharetta, Georgia. Dunn Paper delivers a bio-based, FC-free plastic alternative with BioOrigin platform. Dunn Paper, a leading manufacturer and supplier of high-performance advanced paper and tissue for use in food, medical, and specialty markets, unveiled last week a new sustainable coated paper technology known as BioOrigin. BioOrigin is a one-of-a-kind fluorocarbon-free, which is also known as a PFAS-free product platform that employs an innovative barrier and containment technology without the use of harmful chemicals, the company said. This industry-leading technology utilizes bio-based polymers as a sealing agent, providing protection from outside elements while promoting product freshness. BioOrigin paper is also printable, enabling packaging producers to utilize eye-catching graphics with this viable alternative to plastic. Polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS chemicals, are used in many products consumers purchase. Due to the grease-resistant nature of PFAS chemistry, many packaged food items, such as fast food wrappers, utilize paper that has been treated with these chemicals. Aptly named Forever Chemicals, PFAS do not break down in consumers' bodies or in landfills. Today, 27 states, including New York and California, currently have or are drafting legislation to effectively ban these substances from food packaging. After several years in the making, Dunn has successfully developed BioOrigin by going back to the origins of paper, fiber, and water and engineering a line of PFAS-free specialty papers. The coated paper technology utilizes bio-based coatings which meet certification requirements for renewability, recyclability, and compostability. BioOrigin achieves this while also offering enhanced functionality for a much safer and much more sustainable packaging option. Dunn's BioOrigin includes the lightest basis weight of PFAS-free paper available, creating even more opportunities for innovative packaging. All BioRigin technology is compliant with FDA food contact regulations and is third-party certified by the USDA and BPI. Dayline Canada, U.S. moves to double tariffs on Canadian softwood lumber imports. A move by the U.S. Commerce Department to increase preliminary tariffs on softwood lumber imports from Canada, if finalized, will raise producer costs and cut into their profits, but it is unlikely to affect prices to consumers of wood products, analysts say. The department's recommendation to more than double the all-other preliminary countervailing and anti-dumping rate to 18.32% from 8.99% on this past Friday, drew criticism from the Canadian government and industry and applause from the lumber industry south of the border. The increase is unlikely to result in higher lumber prices because they've more than doubled in the past year to all-time record highs, said Kevin Mason, Managing Director of ERA Forest Products Research. He says, quote, prices are supply and demand driven. Tariffs drive up costs for producers, but it's not going to affect prices, end of quote. Because it's a preliminary tariff rate, current cash deposit rates will continue to apply until the finalized rates are published, likely in November. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Paparitalo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at paparitalo.com. That's paparitalo.com. Paparitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Officials continue to investigate cause of fire at Verso Paper Mill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the extent of damage is unknown. About 60 local firefighters responded to a fire this past Tuesday night at the Verso Paper Mill in Wisconsin Rapids. Todd Eckes, Deputy Chief and Fire Marshal with the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, said in a news release Wednesday morning that a fiberglass stack that was part of the idled hardwood digester at the mill caught fire. Fire and heat compromised the stack and it collapsed, which started fires in and around the digester tower. The extent of the damage is unknown at this time, but it appears that the fire damage was limited to the stack area in the number one digester building, Eckes said. Officials continue to investigate the cause of the fire. A call came in at 8:18 p.m. local time Tuesday for a commercial fire at the Verso Paper Mill. The caller reported flames coming from the smokestack and possible flames on the roof. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department was assisted at the scene by fire departments from Port Edwards, Grand Rapids, Byron, Nakusa, Vesper, and Rudolph, as well as the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department and Saratoga first responders. Employees from the paper mill also helped to extinguish the fire. The fire was under control by 9:45 p.m., and firefighters remained on the scene until about 1 a.m., Eckes said. One firefighter was treated and released at the scene for symptoms of heat exhaustion. No Verso employees were injured, Eckes said. Verso had owned the paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids since 2014, when it bought it from NewPage. Verso announced back in June of 2020 that it would indefinitely idle its paper mills in Wisconsin Rapids and Duluth, Minnesota, and about 900 employees at the Rapids Mill lost their jobs in phases by the end of last year. Dayline Hartsville, South Carolina, Novolex agrees to acquire Flexo Converters USA Incorporated. Novolex, an industry leader in packaging choice, innovation, and sustainability, announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire the business of Flexo Converters USA Incorporated and certain of its affiliates. The transaction is expected to close within the next 60 days. Flexo is a manufacturer of stock, custom, and recycled paper bags and sacks. It is headquartered and has manufacturing facility in Meriden, Connecticut, and an additional plant in Monroe, Georgia. Flexo's eligible full-time employees are expected to join Novolex. Flexo products will be sold under the Novolex DuroBag brand. The addition of Flexo products to the Novolex portfolio will enable Duro to support customer demand through Flexo's production capacity. Novolex has seen a significant increase in demand for paper bags as consumer purchasing patterns have shifted. A family-owned business, Flexo was founded in 1994 in Meriden, Connecticut. Its Monroe, Georgia facility opened in 2016. Dayline International Falls, Minnesota. Fire at PCA International Falls paper mill brought under control and no injuries reported. A fire inside Packaging Corporation of America's Boise paper mill at the International Falls mill kept local firefighters at the scene for about 5 hours on Sunday, May 23rd. Falls Fire Chief Adam Manasu said that the fire reported at 5:09 p.m. appears to have been caused when a Minnesota power outage affected about 4,500 customers, and it caused a hard stop to the number one paper machine at the mill. Quote, "It does appear that the power outage was a contributing factor to the cause of the fire," he said. He continues, quote, "Preliminarily, it sounds like the hard stop due to the lack of power is different than a normal shutdown or emergency shutdown procedures that are usually associated with that machine," end of quote. No injuries were reported in the emergency, Manasu said, adding that there appeared to be some damage to the paper machine. Lori Lyman, a PCA spokesperson, confirmed that a paper fire occurred on the International Falls paper machine winder caused by the abrupt power outage experienced throughout the community. She said that no employees were injured. All were accounted for when the company promptly engaged its standard emergency response procedure. About 4,500 customers in the International Falls area were without power for about 3 hours, from about 4:45 p.m. to just before 7:30 p.m. Amy Rutledge, a Minnesota Power corporate communications manager, said Monday morning crews continue to investigate what caused the outage. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.